everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Relationship Goals. I am really excited to record this episode today. I don't know if it's the topic or just being in your presence, but I really enjoyed the first one.
Well, I'm sure it's not being in my presence.
I wouldn't say that. That's not nice, but I'm just excited and I'm happy to be here, and I hope you guys enjoy the first episode that we recorded. We definitely had fun recording it. So, babe, how was your week? How's this week been going for you? It's been pretty busy for me, and I feel like I haven't seen you at all.
We just slept together last night. What do you mean? You didn't see me at all?
I mean, we sleep in the same bed at night, but I mean, I don't think that doesn't.
You seen me this morning when I took the kids to school?
I mean, you constitute that as seeing each other?
You were here at the office yesterday. What are you talking about?
Oh, okay. All right. I mean,
It's just crazy how women always like, I feel like I haven't seen you. It's like, bro, I've just was like literally drove here with you. Like, what do you mean? Like, that's like, where's the disconnect when people say these things versus reality?
No, I just think that we've had a pretty hectic schedule lately and we see each other in passing. So maybe you want me to be more specific, but.
Yeah, because like I'm solution focused. So if you tell me one thing, it's got to be in that correct, appropriate direction, what you mean. Because if you say something else, I would probably do something else. So I need for you to be very specific. I haven't spent no quality one-on-one time with you that I'm yearning to do. Then and I know. But when you say you haven't seen me, it's like, dog, how you see me? I ain't seen me. I just saw you.
Well, you feel I think that it was pretty obvious what I meant. Like yesterday.
It is not obvious, yo. I am not kin to Cleo. I do not read between lines very well. First of all, I'm partially dyslexic, so I don't read well at all. So reading between lines is going to be even more difficult.
When were you diagnosed partially dyslexic?
I've self-diagnosed myself.
What?
Yeah.
How do you self-diagnose yourself at the age of 34?
Because like when I
read, partially dyslexic.
Like when I read, I skip past. I almost read backwards. So I'll read and then I'll skip and then I'll come back. Like if you ever notice, like if I read an article, I'll start from the bottom few lines and then read the top few lines and then read it all together.
I don't think that's dyslexic. I think that's just a lack of patience.
Maybe.
Like you can't even take the time to read through something?
No, I do, but you know, I want to get straight to the point, man. I want to straight to the happy ending.
Okay, well, needless to say, the point.
But how was your week?
The point that I was trying to get to is just that the week has been hectic. The weekend has been hectic. Last week was hectic, so we haven't really seen each other and had like bonding time. Is that better for you?
True. Well, we had it, but we had the opportunity, but you kind of like sabotaged it. But I'll save that for my one thing.
Anyway, for me, I know I've been super busy. Like, the kids have had several things. Carson had a tryout for the Maryland State Boys Choir, which you are, like, very sick to your stomach about.
Yeah. See, you know what? I'm not down for an all-boys choir like my son singing on it, you know what I mean? I just don't want him to happen to go in. It's not the type of dudes I would select for him to hang around.
I get it.
However,
I get it.
It does teach him some diversity, but there's some weirdos on there too, if we're going to be honest.
They were a little strange. Some of the kids were a little strange.
Yeah, they were strange.
He said that though. He's like, Mom, they're kind of weird.
But I knew that going in. Like, where I grew up, people just didn't sign up to go sing in a choir. You sung in a choir because your mother made you and you had no other opportunity.
Well, you know what, though? One of the things I really love about his personality is that he accepts everyone for who they are. Like, Carson is just, like, friend to everyone, love you no matter what. You can be a bookworm or a super thug, and he doesn't see the difference.
I'm the same way.
Okay.
He gets that from me.
Okay. Sure, he does, babe.
I don't get in all of that. I don't care.
I know, so I'm just saying that to him, it was like, yeah, they're a little weird, but it sounds like fine. I'm going to go sing on this choir.
But the part about it that was actually the struggle I had an internal struggle because when he was there, he went up. He was supposed to be the second person to sing for the rehearsal.
Audition.
Yes, he was auditioning. And the first kid went, which was in his class at school, and it was his turn. And he got up, And he walked to the back and he walked out and he said he didn't want to do it. So part of me is like, hell yeah, let's get the fuck out of here then. Bet. You know what I'm saying? But then the second part of me is like understanding that he just didn't want to do it because he was nervous and he was kind of like intimidated or afraid and shy. So I didn't want to just have him quit. Like it took a while. You know, we argued back and forth, me, you, your father, the teachers, about me even allowing him to do this. So then when I finally allowed him to do it and I co-signed it, I was like, yo, we here now, bro. You better sing to the top of your lungs. Like, well, I didn't come here. I said, yo, you a Simon, bro. We do not lose. You know what I'm saying? Like, you better get up there and blow it down. Pause. You know what I'm saying? Super pause. But you better get up there and sing. You know what I'm saying?
Sing your little heart out.
Yeah, you better sing like, oh, happy days, young boy, the little boy from there.
You know, for me, it was difficult because I've never seen him so nervous.
He was crying.
He cried.
And I had to, like, console him. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, but you're Carson. You're Carson the performer. You've been performing like this in your beer room every Saturday morning.
Since you were two.
Since you've been born. Yeah. This is what you're born to do. So I had to be reassuring and confident. And it worked out well. Maybe that's why he misses me. Because maybe that had a good note with him that he was really like,
yeah,
he was really impressed.
I mean, as a mother, it really, like, I was 5 seconds from crying with him, and I had to tell myself, Janine, if you cry with him, it's going to make it worse, and he is going to really not go up there and do it, and y'all going to be in the hallway crying together. So I called for backup. I found his music teacher who was there. She came in, and then Chris came over, and together they were able to, like, coach him into.
No, she was messing him up.
Was she? She was helping
him
rehearse.
She was doing a good job, but I think people don't understand how to work with anxious people sometimes. It's like, if I'm already feeling anxious, like, less talking. Like, I don't need to go in another room and practice. I need to feel comfortable about what I'm about to do. That other room ain't going to be this room. So you taking me in the other room is just going to be wasting my time. Like, I need to get that reassurance that I got this. You know what I'm saying? I need to be able to block those negative thoughts.
Babe,
and the more y'all, what?
I know you're a licensed clinical therapist, but you do not have anxiety. So you cannot speak for what works for people with anxiety. What you read in a book does not necessarily translate into what people feel.
I know what I feel. If I feel anxious, I need to, like, get rid of those thoughts. The more somebody talking to me and just telling me what to do when I'm already anxious is not going to help it.
Well, needless to say, he went up there, he sang, he was shy, his voice shook a little bit, but he did it and he made the choir. So.
But now he's ready to quit.
Yeah, now he doesn't want to do it. But that's a whole nother story. So yeah, over the weekend I was busy kind of like preparing Carson for his auditions. And then from there I've been like having a lot to do with Total Package. Like building a brand and keeping yourself relevant is really a lot of work.
Oh, is it?
It is. I mean, I'm not saying that you don't understand. You create businesses all the time. But I think for me and in this new world of social media and just, I don't know, just competitiveness in general, like just consistently creating content and putting it out there and making sure that people are tuning in and paying you attention, it's a lot of pressure, but it's also a lot of work. It's a lot.
The biggest thing I've always learned, as long as you stay true to what you're doing, people are going to catch on. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to kind of like overburden yourself to try to, like I always say, you don't have to try to compete in a field that you could master. You know what I'm saying? Like, just stick to what you do. Stick to putting out quality product. Views might not translate immediately. You know what I'm saying? But there's a difference between a hot song and a hot career, and I think you want a hot career. So just continue to do those things versus selling out for the short term. You know what I'm saying? Benefit is what would be my advice.
You know, it's funny because, was it yesterday? It was either yesterday or the day before, Carson was watching something on TV. He watches Nickelodeon. And it was one of the kids, it was a girl on the screen and she was interviewing like another kid. I don't know what they were really talking about. But Christian kept on saying, mommy, that's mommy. And I realized that in his little brain, he was saying that's mommy because I guess he's seen me interview. So I thought that was funny.
He might have just thought you was a white woman on the TV.
It was a child, actually.
Well, y'all about the same height. Y'all about the same height as a child.
Speaking of Christian, that's another thing I've had on my list, because tomorrow he's getting surgery, and nothing, you know, major, but he's getting what they call PE tubes put in his ears because he's had chronic ear infections, which has been really stressful on me because I'm consistently having to pick him up from the daycare and take him to the doctor.
Excuse my neglect of not and ignorance. Is he also getting his adenoids and tonsils removed?
Not his tonsils. He's going to also get his adenoids taken out as well.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to have a squeaky voice?
No, that's when you get your tonsils taken out.
Oh, okay.
So Carson went through the same process when he was two, when he got the tubes and his adenoids taken out, but that didn't work for him. So then a year later, we were back at that facility and they removed his tonsils as well.
Gotcha.
And then his voice went pretty high pitch.
But speaking of building a brand, you didn't even discuss your live event, well, our live event.
Yeah, so that's another thing I've been working on this week. Like, life has been a little hectic. So Saturday, we're having a live podcast at Citron. So we kind of kept the location a secret for a little while. But yes, it's at Citron. And
I don't think I washed off these grapes.
You didn't wash. He's eating grapes, guys, and they taste like dirt. And I told him that they were dirty. And clearly he didn't wash them off.
I thought that was just like glitter. I didn't realize it was like dirt.
No, it's dirt. I buy the fruit from Wegmans, so it's like real live, fresh, organic fruit.
Like they pulled directly
from the ground in the tree, yes.
Where do grapes come from, a tree
grapes
or ground?
No, grapes are on a vine. So they
grow. Vine come from the ground?
Yeah, but you know, the vine is also, so the grapes, you've never seen a grapevine? My grandfather had one in his
backyard. I've heard of the song, obviously, but.
So the vine.
Does the vine come from the tree or from the ground?
The vine grows from the ground up. And around, like, you have to put it on something.
Gotcha.
So it grows around like a arch.
So they just snatched it from there and put it in the bag.
Yeah.
Oh,
and some
wow.
of them probably fell on the ground, everything. Their dirty hands touched all over. That's probably supposed to wash your fruit.
Oh, well.
Oh, goodness. So
yes, Citron is going to be live.
It's going to be a live podcast.
Sold
yes.
out.
It's going to be our like launch of relationship goals.
Yeah, even though we're recording now.
We are, but this will be like, you know, our grand. I almost like grand opening, but super launch.
Super launch.
But I just think it'll be good in general because it's going to be fun, interactive. We really want to give a chance for our audience to interact intimately with us. So we didn't open up a many seats, maybe just about 50 seats. And we want people to be able to just, you know, ask us questions. We ask them questions and everybody talk open and candidly about relationships.
AKA come ready to complain.
No.
But no, it's been a lot of people that's been wanting to come that's been hitting me up and that's like, can I have an extra ticket? Do y'all have any more seats and everything? So we might got, if it goes well, we might got to do this more often.
Listen, I feel super bad because there have been so many people that have asked me could they come and we just don't have the capacity. And again, like I said, I really want to keep it small and intimate to just help people feel comfortable. Because here's the thing, talking about relationships is... You have to be very vulnerable to do that. Let's put it that way. And a lot of people are coming with their spouse. So if it's open to the world, and to the like to a large amount of people, everyone may not feel as comfortable discussing things.
Are you going to feel comfortable?
Yeah.
So are we putting like parameters to what we're talking about? Well, I can just get up there and just air the shit
no,
out.
No, see, you know, babe, you are habitually like...
Honest.
No, out of line.
Habitually out of line.
Habitually out of line. And you say things that are like completely
said and inappropriate.
Inappropriate, yeah. So no,
facts?
You and I will have a long talk coming up soon before Saturday to make sure that you understand things that you can and cannot say.
Just give me the script, bro. Like I said the last episode, just give me a script. Let me know what to say, what I can't say.
Wow.
And it's all good.
I'm not going to give you a script. I want you to be open and honest, but I just want there to be some parameters. Let me put a little filter on you.
So we got that live podcast, and then you also still have your unwrapped podcast.
Yep, and I have an episode I have to record for that.
Can I really say something, though? As much as I love Total Package, and I sometimes like Sanjay.
Nah, you love Sanjay.
Sanjay sometimes can be a little messy, be trying to stir up the pot again with us. However... As much as I do like those things, your recording schedule is like really starting to get on my nerves. Like, we are finding the time to record this Relationship Goals one. But your unwrapped one is now Wednesday night because that's the time that works for Sanjay.
Sanjay and
when
DJ
she's not
P.
on vacation. Yeah, and
DJ
P. Chris.
But, I'm outnumbered in that one.
But it's Wednesday, which was our date night.
It did.
So now, like...
date night had to be moved, but we moved it to Tuesdays, which, oh my God, today is Tuesday. Where are you taking me?
Nowhere. You got the kids. Miss Judy's birthday is today, and she's out.
Judy's birthday. We can go out as a foursome. Me, you, and the boys. That'll be fine. I don't mind if they come on date night.
No, I'm never going on a foursome with you and some boys, bro. Do not say that ever again.
I meant the kids. Oh, we can have date night at home.
No.
No, we don't. We can have a basement
party.
That's
not date night, bro. Date night is when it's me and you, not... That's a family outing.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
No. I'm saying when the kids go to bed, we can just do date night in the house. I can cook something nice, and we can make drinks and have a party in the basement. No, I don't like the basement. We have mice down there.
We can do it in the kitchen. We have no mice.
In the basement, in the winter, we get mice.
Oh, because it's cold outside. But you're making it seem like we ratchet and dirty.
No, I didn't say rats. I said mice.
I said ratchet and dirty.
Okay, well, we're not rats. I didn't say rats, I'm saying. If we were dirty, we would have rats. Either way, we live in the wilderness, and we
So when you classy and bougie, they're mice. But then when you in the hood, it's rats.
Listen.
Is that how this goes?
Ask George over there. George has slept in our basement many a times. We get mice and snakes.
Thank you, George.
Well, I've seen them.
No, if you've seen them, that means I need to stop paying for this Orkin plan because they're supposed to protect against all that.
Well, no, as soon as they come, then they disappear. And actually, to be quite honest, this winter we've done really good. I haven't seen any droppings this winter. And I haven't seen any snakes.
So then why are you trying to sit here and play us on this podcast like we some dirty
folk? Because I've seen enough in the basement to know that I don't really want to spend time down there.
Well, anyway, I don't
remember that time we was laying on the couch and one ran across the room?
No, nigga, I don't remember this. We recording. What are you talking about?
I am not ashamed. Again, the point is to be honest and transparent.
About relationships.
In the winter, we get field mice.
Because we live in the woods.
Yes. Anyway, it sucks that my schedule is kind of hectic.
And being in the house, we used to have date nights where we would go out to dinner. We would go different places, go get craft drinks and everything.
We can do all of that in the house, and I can make craft
I think
drinks.
That you just... No, but I feel like I'm getting sloppy seconds, because by the time Mike gets here and y'all record, it's going to be super... By the time you come home, it's going to be super late.
It is, but you have a lot of nerve.
What?
We have now been together for 8, almost 9 years, and out of those 8, almost 9 years, you've had a work-late schedule for 8 out of the 9.
But no, we made a specific... focus to create a date night because it was like with both of our overwhelming schedules, and look how overwhelming yours was. I didn't even talk about my schedule, but literally with these overwhelming schedules, we put together in counseling, she said we should have a date night. So we set a date night up, and the date night is not supposed to be interrupted or anything else like this. However, your podcast Unwrapped records during our date night.
I think I'm reading between the lines here.
No, I don't complain because I come and I support whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's all good to me, but I'm just saying, like, I think that with overwhelming schedules, you got to make some time for each other or you're going to have more meltdowns like you have.
Oh, my meltdowns. I think you're the one that has meltdowns. However, what I was reading in between the lines were, because I know you don't give a shit about date night. It's the fact that during date night, I usually get a little tipsy, and then when we get home, you get laid. And now because we haven't had date night, you haven't been on your consistent sex schedule. Is that what it is? Is that why you're mad about the podcast on Wednesdays?
So you can control at this live podcast what I talk about, but you can sit here and talk about my lack of sex schedule on this podcast? Like, I really feel like I need to give you some boundaries, bro. You're going to have me out here looking in the street like, that's that dude that don't get laid.
I didn't say that you don't get it.
You have listeners like posting memes of me and shit.
I didn't say that you don't get it. I just said that you don't have a consistent date where you could just expect to get it.
I don't need a consistent date where I can expect to get it. I like the nuances of it being like dramatic and new. And you know what I'm saying? Like when you used to go out with somebody, you had in your mind that you was going to hit. You know what I mean? But you didn't absolutely know. So it created that intrigue, that allure, that chase that made it better throughout the night.
So you telling me that?
So if I'm like, I know on this day, I know I'm going to hit, you're probably not going to get the best from me.
You call it hit?
You mean smash?
No, just have
beat.
Intimate time.
Fuck.
Oh, God.
What do you want?
See? Habitually inappropriate.
I went through like 4 classy ones before we actually got to that one.
I actually have a question for you.
Before we make love. How about that?
See, I actually have a question for you, and we are right on topic. We are right on topic for today's topic. Because I have been scrolling through Instagram, per the usual. And
lurking.
I don't lurk.
Do you lurk?
No, I post, so you can't.
Do you ever go to my page and just like lurk through and like look? when I'm not around just to see me?
Of course I do.
You're fucking, you're lying, y'all. See, you got to be better, y'all. Like, we were working on this, but you have to be a lot more convincing, y'all. Like, you know what I mean?
You know what? Honestly, though, what I don't do, and I thought about it the other day, was I actually don't stalk your page and, like, your comments. Like, if it's a picture on that comes up on my feed and I scroll past it, and somebody that I follow, their comment will be bolded, I'll see that. But I don't go, like, through your comments and your likes and stuff like that. I have a lot of girlfriends that do that. They'd be like, so-and-so liked my husband's picture. And I'm like, how do you know?
So you don't
How do you know?
So basically you're saying you don't be checking for me.
Not in that way, no. I look to see if you posted something new, and I like it. I definitely lurk on, well, not lurk, but I stalk your Insta story.
That's because you want to know where I'm at.
Exactly.
Yo, my Insta story, you be like, it's like GPS for you. So you could be like, oh, Chris at work. Or, and let me have a dead spot, then you'll fuck, you
then I'm going to call you. Yes, I will. Hey, so you're not looking, where you been for the last 3 hours?
It's not like you're looking because you're looking for me, or you want to, are you intrigued or and like turned on in some capacity. You just like being sloppy.
Babe, I'm going to ignore that. Are you ready for today's topic?
Sure.
So like I was saying, I have seen all of the videos and memes for these sex dolls. And I found them pretty hilarious, like, honestly. And they look good. Yeah. Like, I mean, there's some sex dolls that put me to shame. I mean, I saw one that had like a long Brazilian weave.
She had bundles.
And she was thicker than a snicker.
Yo, there's some fat sex dolls, bro. I've seen some. I was like, whoa.
Okay, so you've seen the sex dolls.
I had to scroll back past just to make sure that it wasn't like somebody, that it was actually a sex doll.
So you've seen the sex dolls?
Yeah.
So that leads me to my point. How do you feel about them?
How do I feel about them?
Yeah, like, just before I ask you specific questions, I want to hear your response. Like, how do you feel about sex dolls?
I feel like they've drastically improved over the years. Before, you would get the blow up jiffy with the wide mouth. You know what I'm saying? Now you get like a realistic joint. You know what I mean? And then we were in Vegas. We was in the store with Ashley, and we were talking about the 30-pound butt. What was it?
It's actually called a 30-pound pussy.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't even like that word.
But it's like the butt that was like 35 pounds.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was only like waist. It was like waist to, not even calf. It was like.
It was just the butt. And
it was not even down to the knee, from the waist down to like.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you could just like go to town on it if you wanted to.
Yeah, we did see that in Vegas.
They're drastically improving. Like, these joints. You know you can pick them in different shades and colors, ethnicity?
Yeah, you can pick
You can get a light-skinned girl, you can get a dark-skinned girl.
You can get both. If you get a fantasy about both.
If you want to pay for them, you can get both.
And they're pretty expensive.
Yo, they like $2,500.
Yeah.
I've heard.
Oh.
I've heard. I haven't done research, but I've heard.
So then my next question, would you have sex with a sex doll? Like, you know, my podcast or fucking up date night and intimacy in your groove. If I come home from a podcast, is there a chance that I'm going to walk in and you going to town on a sex doll?
So basically what you're saying is that the way, like, when you have a baby and you can't quite breastfeed, the baby don't latch on, you supplement.
Exactly.
Are you asking me,
would you supplement with a sex doll?
Are you considering me supplementing cheating?
No, it's not. It's not a human being. I mean, if that's cheating, then masturbating is cheating.
Let me ask you this. What makes not sleeping with a sex doll not cheating, but sleeping with somebody else is cheating?
Because it's not a person. It's rubber and
silicone. So what makes it different, though?
It's not a human being with a brain and a heart. Or an STD, for that matter.
So this just perplexes me, because it was like, some people be like, it's the action, it's the fact that you did it, you know what I'm saying?
You cannot be serious right now.
I'm really serious.
You don't understand the difference between cheating with an individual person or having sex with a sex doll.
They're both leading to the same outcome.
You coming.
Yeah.
So that means that if you masturbate, you're cheating with your hand.
Me and Pamela.
You and Pamela.
Pamela. No, but like, literally, it's really like a sex doll.
You're
like,
avoiding the question.
What's the question?
What do you have sex with a sex doll?
So you say it's not cheating, right?
No, I don't think so.
So before I answer that, right?
Oh my gosh.
What's the difference between having sex with a sex doll or what my homeboy calls a stunt devil?
It is a person. A stunt double is a whole other person. The sex doll is something that you may keep in your closet or in the corner of your bedroom, depending on how freaky you are.
But that's the premise of the stunt devil.
No, no.
The stunt devil. No, listen. The stunt devil. So we were in Miami.
We talked about the stunt devil on the last episode.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
No, we did not. Because
you didn't even know it was called a stunt double.
We were arguing it then. We never really got to talk about it on air and stuff like that.
Oh.
But the stunt devil... Is double?
It's stunt double.
I don't know why I keep saying devil.
There's no stunt devil. It's not the word.
I thought it was like devil, like it was edgy. So it was like you're the stunt devil.
I'm going to Google it and show you.
But anyway, nah, it's all good. The stunt devil, basically we were in Florida and my homeboy Josh was saying that, yo, it's not right that your wife deprives you of certain things. If she doesn't feel like doing it, there should be a system or app where you could just call in a stunt devil. And then the stunt devil just pops up and comes through whenever you want, and she takes care of what you don't want to do.
You know, I think this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. Like, most ridiculous ever. It doesn't sound like anything that any wife would allow.
Why? Think about it. So when you, because you work a lot, so you say, and then when you would rather spend your free time sometimes relaxing, watching TV, or just chilling, mm-hmm. sometimes you'd be like, yo, come on, be like, I'm tired, right? Mm-hmm. So at that moment, you could call in a stunt devil.
Double.
Whatever. You call her in to fulfill and to do what it is that you don't feel like doing.
Like, hey, girl, he's asking for head tonight. Now I don't feel like it. Come work this out.
Exactly.
No, because then you might fall in love with the stunt double.
But that's your fault.
What?
That's your fault. Because you did not want to fulfill the response. But no, there are no feelings with stunt devils.
You can't control that.
No, it is. It's strictly
a stunt devil is nothing but another name for a side chick.
But no, but it's a side chick that you call in.
You're still avoiding the question.
No, so if I didn't want to do something, I could call in like Fernando.
You literally are acting like...
Do you remember Fernando? Fernando, Josh said Fernando was this Brazilian, slick, oily body dude.
Who is not what anyone would be attracted to.
From, what's the place? From Santorini. You know what I'm saying? Fernando. You call in Fernando. So if I didn't feel like doing something, I could call up Fernando and be like, yo, can you take care of my wife? However... I'm a guy, so I'm just not. It's gonna be rare that I don't want to fulfill my responsibility.
So in that case, then it's not an equal comparison, and it doesn't count. Like, we can't have a stunt double because the man is never gonna say no. I don't want to do it.
Exactly, but it's for your pleasure. Because why do I gotta be deprived if you don't feel like doing something?
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why. A stunt devil, like, if think about it.
First of all, you're talking about this as if I say I don't feel like it. I'm always...
No, you just throw an attitude and put on some bullshit that's not going to make somebody want to do something. You put a wrap on a bonnet or something like that.
You think that when I wrap my hair, it's to turn you off?
Yes.
What?
Because I couldn't fathom to think that you would actually feel comfortable going to sleep looking like that in any capacity.
Yes, because when I wake up in the morning, I'm like a human being. Yo, and not a troll.
I thought that it was directed at me.
You really think that at night when I wrap my hair and put on a scarf, it is to turn you off and say, babe, this is a sign of I don't want to have sex tonight?
Because if it was me, I would never wear it. You know what I'm saying? So that has to be a reason why you're wearing this.
No,
it has to be
no, because then think about it this way. If I don't wear it and the next day I look crazy and my hair is always busted every day, or I'm curling it every day and burning it out, you're not going to be attracted to me.
Yo, when I first met you, you started staying at my house, did you wear a scarf or a bonnet?
Sure did.
No, you did not. You slept with like your hand, like on chin on your hand.
This is in your false fantasies of what things used to be like. I always had a scarf.
No, you did not.
I know for a fact I've always worn a scarf.
No, you actually asked me, could you borrow one of mine that I had? Because I had the little Louis scarf.
So that goes to show you that I wanted a
but
scarf.
But that was weeks in later, yo. Initially, there was nothing. You were sleeping like you was just straight Becky.
No. Mm-mm. I don't believe you. And to be honest, I don't really remember, but I highly doubt that I didn't wear my scarf.
All right.
I've worn a scarf since I was 7 years old.
Regardless. Mm-hmm. The fact is, yes, I thought that when you did that, it was a clear indication that either it was going to get very freaky or wasn't going to happen at all. You know what I'm saying? Because a scarf could go either way.
So somehow you've managed to turn the tables and you're asking a whole lot of questions.
No, but we're talking about the stunt devil.
But it was me asking a question.
We're talking about the stunt devil. Can we just conclude that?
All right. Talk about the stunt double.
Do you not think that it is a good policy? Because that determines my answer on the thing.
No. And by no means would I ever call in a stunt double for you.
So that mean that you would just be willing to do everything that you needed to do?
Or sometimes you just have to suck it up and understand that it's not a good night.
But why? When you could just have the app.
You know, I'll give you an example. When you're busy and you have a really big meeting in the morning.
Yo, if I could have a stunt devil that you could call and complain and voice all that emotional crap to, bro, do you not know I would be the first person to register for that app?
So again, yes, that's so ignorant. But again, listen to my scenario. You have a big meeting in the morning. No, listen.
They were like, hello, Janine, this is Fernando. Please tell me what's on your mind.
Let's say you have a big meeting in the morning,
uh-huh,
and you really need to prepare. So you maybe you didn't have time during the day, so you preparing at night.
Uh-huh.
And I come in the room butt naked, and I'm like, babe, I'm ready right now. There may be a time you're like, babe, I'm sorry, but I've really got to prepare for this meeting.
No, yo, it's all about how present it.
You're a liar.
If you just come in there like...
Liar.
No, like...
Lies.
Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. It's about your delivery, yo.
Lies.
Yo, just walking around somewhere naked doesn't always create this... Let's
Super
get it
Bowl.
In.
We just had the Super Bowl. And the Super Bowl was on, and it's at the end when they were counting down the clock, because I can't remember exactly, but it got real close towards the end, and all of a sudden I decided, right now, babe, turn the TV off. It's about me and you.
It's all about how you present it, though.
Okay,
that's what
I present
saying.
It the way you
no,
want
just,
to present
just,
it.
Just, yes.
You would yes. not watch the last minutes of the Super Bowl to get laid?
Bro, Erykah Badu has this song that said, I can make you put your phone down.
You're lying.
So, like, yo, if you presenting your stuff correctly, yo, and you coming at it in a very making it a very intriguing process, they have DVR. Niggas don't care.
You're lying.
Bro, I am telling you, but you just can't come at me sideways on some random, yo, come get on top of me, yo, and let's just do this grandma sex. No, I'm going to watch the game, and I'm going to watch the post game, and then I'm going to go to ESPN and watch some more game. You feel me? There's not going to be no sense of urgency to make that happen.
Do you feel like you have closure to the stunt double shit? No. No, 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 and no.
All right, so since I can't have a stunt devil, my only option is a sex doll. Is that what you're telling me?
I'm not saying that's an option at all. I'm just asking, or just curious. Like, there are men out here buying these things.
Yeah.
Would you buy a sex doll? Well, let me not say that. Not would you buy one, would you use one?
I'm trying to consider this my
I really don't
carefully.
Think you would, honestly.
I just couldn't imagine you coming home and I'm just like going in on a sex doll. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't ever want to see
but
that.
But yo, there are pros and cons. They don't talk. They don't complain.
You trying to say that women shouldn't talk? Are you trying to mute women?
No. Oh, really? You are trying to play the chauvinist and stuff?
Oh.
No. Not women. Just the one I'm with. Not women as a creation or population or sex. Just the one I'm with. They're not going to complain. They're not going to call me. They're not going to use the Amex.
You don't want me to call you?
They're not going
to
use the Amex.
I can't use the Amex? What is going on in this conversation?
Sex doll can't go to sex. You ain't got to buy nothing. Yo, do you realize with one purchase of a sex doll, like, I don't have to buy no more shoes. I don't have to buy no more bags. She ain't got to get new clothes. Her shit never going to go out of style.
Would you clothe her?
What? She'd be a bad bitch.
She have a whole outfit on?
What? I'd be taking that outfit off. Like, yo, you know how you get in the movie and they get real intense and they just start taking each other clothes off?
That would be you and her?
Yeah, but sometimes I got to take her clothes off. Then I got to take mine off, though, because she can't take mine off.
Mm-mm, she's just going to stand there and look at you with her dead eyes.
Well, I just, you know, you just keep it real like you used to do. Hit it with the South socks and some hooping shorts. Yo, you ain't got to take your clothes off. The pants helps. But no, I don't know. Honestly, I don't think I would... I couldn't see me banging out a sex doll. I could see me trying it one time just to see what the hype is about. But consistently, I mean, you never know. After you get that first time, you might can't give it up, though.
My God, that's gross.
Do they lube themselves?
You know, you don't know what's true from memes and the real things. I may need to actually Google them because I've only really looked at them on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And they claim that some are self-lubricating.
Self-lubricating?
But I don't know... Like how? Not I'm sorry. Not self lubricating. You lubricate her. Like it's like a little slot, and you put your lube in there, and it, you know,
the lube, McLovin.
It comes out of the, yeah. But
would you do it to a sex doll if it was a male version?
No.
Really?
No. No, I don't think I would, and that's not against anybody that, you know, because I think
it
that
just can't stand up to me.
I think that if oh my God,
I set the bar that high.
Of course you do, babe. I think that. If you're single,
you're like, no, I wouldn't buy sex doll. I already have my own dummy.
If you're single, and to me, it's a better option than going out and sleeping around and not knowing who has what and who has a wife and, you know, all of that. So I'm not knocking it, but I don't think that that would be, you know what? Desperate times call for desperate measures. So yeah. I don't know. Maybe I would.
Maybe we just need to buy one and just like keep it on tuck and just and see how it goes. Like, where do you store that, though, once you buy it?
I don't know. Like, in the hall closet? Like, yeah.
Hey, son, can you go upstairs and get my shirt out the closet? And he come inside and he see that Carson, full-life sex doll?
Carson would be so confused.
Carson probably go to town on that joint.
Ew, no. That's not. That's not.
You do know your son, at some point, your son is going to, like...
Let's not.
All right.
Thank you.
So, what do we conclude with that?
You would try it one time, and after that one time, you can't speak for... the rest.
You and I'm saying this without me seeing a picture recently, but I've seen some pictures. I'm like, damn, you know what? I might have to pull up on it. You ain't got to buy no drink. You ain't got to do nothing, bro. You ain't got to take it to eat. It's a one-time investment. The gift that keep on giving.
Speaking of one time. Brum, brum, brum. Look at that. Look at that segue.
You've been practicing.
You threw me the oop.
I did. And I wasn't even trying. Look at me. So is this what we do, our one thing?
It's time for that one thing. That one thing that you really loved, or that one thing that really pissed you off.
Well, I actually love the fact that you're allowing me to sleep with someone without you considering it cheating.
You know what I mean? It's not someone. It's something.
Yo, do not disrespect her. She is somebody. No, I'm just kidding. My one thing, I would say, all right, are you ready for this?
I am.
So, fellas. Can I talk to my fellas for a second?
Talk to your fellas. Can I have a grape while you talk to your fellas?
Yeah, they're not washed off, though.
I know. I'm going to just pick the dirt off. Thank you.
Do you got to clean a sex doll after each time, too?
Yes. Especially if you...
So you got to bathe her and everything else?
Coming in. I don't know, but that's a great question.
Wow. Anyway, my one thing. So... I'm really big on, like... trying to be a good communicator and stuff like that. And listen, I'm trying to be all of that, you know? However, you kill me sometime when you ask me 6-7 questions, 8 questions, back to back to back to back to back. And I didn't have the answer to the first one. I wasn't able to figure it out. And then after this point, you just overwhelm the crap out of me, bro. Like, just overwhelm me. And then in counseling, Marlene helped me finally put the word to it that's called overwhelm. So she told me to say, hey, when you feel this way, just say, hey, Janine, you're starting to overwhelm me. And you're supposed to leave me alone. Mm-hmm. However, when I say I'm overwhelming you, you're overwhelming me, you do not stop at the red light.
That's not you just true. Keep I going. Just walk, I walk and up then with
you
attitude.
Keep, no, yeah, and you no, but you keep going. Well, when do you want to talk about it? Well, when are we going to pick back up? I don't know. I just told you that you're overwhelming me. I don't have any answers at this point.
Why don't you have answers?
Because you're overwhelming me.
Why are you overwhelmed from a question?
Bro, because I have processing issues or something. I don't know.
Like, it just makes no sense.
No, like literally, yo, like you're overwhelming. You know what, Christian, going to this? So what time you'll be home? And then you're going to do that? And you're going to do this? And what about that? Oh, so you're going to do that? But I thought you just, like, bro, I do not know.
You do know that that's how women talk to each other. Like, when I walked in today, me and Sharita talked about 8 different things before I even been here for 5 minutes.
I'm pretty sure.
That's just how we communicate.
It's overwhelming, yo. And I know from somebody that overwhelms other people from time to time. How it feels that when you overwhelm me. So I get it from both sides. I'm trying to balance. Mm-hmm. So the one thing I need to leave with saying is that if I tell you I'm overwhelming, you're overwhelming me. It's not for you to catch an attitude and then now we got to come back and have a conversation about why I said you overwhelming. That's just not fair.
You should say it differently. You'd be like, babe, you're overwhelming me. Instead of just being like, Janine, I'm overwhelmed right now. Give me a second.
Does that sound like of a voice of somebody that's overwhelmed?
You learn to control yourself.
I would if you would stop overwhelming me.
All right, I understand.
So when I say, yo, you're overwhelming or give me a second, that don't mean, yo, 5 minutes, you call me back later and ask me some more. You just leave me alone. Let me process. Let me come down. Let me get in my space. And then we can discuss it.
But here's the thing, though. Like, with you, What frustrates me the most is that you forget everything. I asked you to bring my laptop charger home yesterday. If I would have called you back, you'd be like, I don't need a reminder. But then I don't give you a reminder. And where was my laptop charger? Still sitting at the office, right?
Yeah.
I can ask you something and you don't know the answer. And then I got to sit waiting around all day when I want to close that tab. Like, I have a to-do list and I like to check the things off.
Exactly.
Of it.
But
you don't even ever remember to come back to it.
But you're worried about your to-do list, not how your to-do list integrates with what I have going on. So while you just are goal focused on your thing, you want to close these tabs, you have to consider what other people have going on, because people might not be in a space to be receptive to what it is that you're saying at the moment.
Okay. So my to-do list comes second to your overwhelmingness.
Basically, if you look at it that way.
Okay.
Give me my grapes.
My one thing. Is it time for my one thing?
Yeah, but yours has to be one thing that you like.
Mine was going to be one thing that I liked, actually, because I'm in a great mood today. Do you not see the sun shining over me right now?
Yo, you must
have, like, a whole sun, like, just sitting next to my head like an emoji.
Yo, you must have took, like, some pills and coffee or something, like, together.
I actually didn't take anything at all. I'm just in a good mood. I woke up. The sun was shining. You know what? Actually, my one thing was going to be something else, but then I just realized why I'm in such a good mood today, so I would change my one thing.
No, just do two things then. If, okay. If they're both good things, and about it. Me.
So my one thing.
There could never be a shortage of, we won't interrupt you.
My one thing that has me in such a great mood today is that you took the kids to school this morning. And that allowed me to, like, eat breakfast slowly, take a shower, and in the shower, like, relax, and then get back into bed after the shower, scroll through Instagram. Like, I had a really relaxing morning.
So why the hell you been grumpy for the last 3 weeks? I took the kids majority of those as well.
I don't know, but this morning, it meant a lot to me. And so I would like to say thank you for taking the kids to school this morning. Even though I did get up and help you, I made breakfast and stuff like that, I got to get back in the bed.
You've only been able to do that for the last month, though.
That's not true. Why are you debating my one thing?
I'm not. I'm just saying, like, that one thing
you're
should
really,
be...
You're being really
should be,
negative.
That should be multiple things.
You're being really negative.
No, I'm just curious where the disparity
is. I don't appreciate you, like, commenting on my one thing that's a nice thing. Don't debate my nice thing.
No, I am not debating it. I'm just wondering
so
why...
So, great. You're going to be quiet.
I don't
and I'm
get
move
the reaction
the
more
one.
Often.
So, the next one was that I really appreciated how you motivated our son through his audition, despite it being something that you really were not 100% for. Like, it really made me proud of you. I thought you were in the hallway and y'all were going to be in the car. Like, I literally thought that I was going to get up and y'all were going to have ran
to
the car.
If it wasn't so cold outside, I probably would have dipped, though.
I did. And after a while, like, it had taken a few minutes. Y'all were gone for a good, like, 3-5 minutes. And I was like, oh, shit. Kristen probably convinced him not to do it, and they then went to the car. And I got up and came in the hallway, and you were, like, rubbing on his back, and I heard you, like, Carson, do you think about this when you wake up in the morning? Do you think about this when you go to bed at night? If you think about it before you go to sleep and wake up, it's something that you want to do, and you need
you
to get up here and do it.
I had to put the battery in his back, yo.
I was like, oh, wow. Like, this is some real motivation.
Yeah, I had to put the battery. Yo, here's the thing. If I sign up to do something, bro, we going to do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to, like, we ain't going to half-step it. We going to go all the way in. So now that we're here, and you got me sitting in this crowd with these people that I don't want to be around, it better be worth something, man, because I could be asleep right now. So you're going to get up there. And I was struggling between Joe Jackson and, like, Tina Knowles, you know what I'm saying? Trying to be the supportive person and then be the aggressive person, like, you know what I'm saying? Not to be the balance. But he started crying, and he usually don't cry. And that kind of, you want to answer something honest? I almost cried in the hallway when he started crying.
I told you it was me too.
Like, I
was
literally
like, oh,
started
God.
Crying. I'm like, oh, damn, man. I had to pull it together. It was a mixture between crying, laughing at him, and then being serious. Like, I had to find a good balance because I was about to just be on an emotional roller coaster myself.
But this was a different, this was like a genuine mommy, I'm really scared cry.
Yeah.
And I felt really bad. So yeah. It was nice that, because it was nothing I could do or say that was pulling him together.
Yeah.
But you came out there and it made me feel really good.
So you should show me how special that is to you.
It made me want to rub you a little bit.
Hey.
Yeah.
Slide your hand up over here. Pull up. Let me show you what I do to the sex doll.
Well, I think that wraps up our second episode of Relationship Goals. We on a roll. I think we got a good thing going. You see my shimmy on my shoulders? They can't see it, but.
You probably should stop that. Just in case George records you looking like you got a tick.
Anyway,
so is that it?
It is. Did you have anything else you want to say, babe, or is this a wrap?
It's a wrap to me.
All right, so check us out. Relationship Goals, iTunes, Podomatic, and on tpthemag.com.